Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Chiefs are 9th in point differential in the league.
Right.
And they're 9-0. And the chart that I put out there from True Media, point differential correlated to win percentage. And it's almost a perfect line. Like the Lions are perfectly on the line. They've got the number one point differential and they're 8-1. It's the right breakdown. But the Chiefs are the one biggest outlier there. And if they weren't the two-time defending champs and they didn't have Mahomes and Reed in this established baseline, we'd be saying, oh, they're lucky. We'd be talking about them like the Vikings of 22.
Where have you heard that recently? Yes, here. Steve Palazzolo making that point. Bulldog nailed it. He guessed immediately correctly the Chiefs' Pythagorean record. How many friends do you have who can do that?
How many friends do you have who even know what the hell the Pythagorean record is?
There it is. Just don't ask about
the
doubling cube.
I do because I work with this guy.
Just don't ask about the doubling cube.
Yeah, that's still a loss to me. Yeah, mystery.
Lions first in point differential. Bills second at plus 97, and that's commensurate with Steve's point, how their record reflects that at 8-2. Who's third? Want to guess?
Oh,
it's really close after that. Lions break, Bills break, and then a bunch of teams are really close.
God, I look at this every week, so I almost feel like I'm cheating. Maybe Baltimore?
Washington.
Okay.
Washington plus 73, Philadelphia plus 72, Pittsburgh plus 69, Chargers plus 68, Ravens plus 65, Vikings plus 64, Chiefs plus 58. There's your top nine. Worst in the league?
Oh, boy. That's got to be Carolina, right?
Carolina minus 143. Pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty
second
bad.
Worst? Minus 83, two teams tied. Then Dallas at minus 82. They're so close.
How's Jacksonville, maybe? No. I don't know.
Tennessee and the Raiders.
Okay.
Minus 83. So, an earlier caller, and we're here for your calls at 803-0550, again, through the first hour.
I can open my standings page back up, because I would have been cheating.
You'd want to look.
That's not the spirit of the thing.
Our first caller today, Bill, brought up, do the Bills have a running back room that's, like, better than what the Chiefs have faced? And I said, in my opinion, no. But they're okay. Cook's okay. And you brought up like the Chiefs rushing stats. Listen to this. I just went game by game through their season.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Chiefs' performance on the ground against each team's running back one that they played. I'll give you a couple of additional stats along the way here. Week one, they played the Ravens. Travis Henry, 13 for 46.
Derrick Henry.
Did I say Travis Henry?
Yeah, you did.
Derrick Henry. Yikes. 13 for 46.
Pretty pedestrian.
I ruined the effect of this stat by calling him Travis Henry. 13 for 46. Lamar Jackson, 16 for 122 on the ground in that game.
Yeah.
But Derrick Henry, Bulldog says that's his name, 13 for 46. Week two would have been Zach Moss for Cincinnati, played over Chase Brown. Zach Moss, 12 for 34.
Actually, that's Randy Moss.
Randy Moss. Let's see, Robinson. Week three, Atlanta, Bijan Robinson, 16 for 31. That's not even 2 yards per carry. Week four, J.K. Dobbins and the Chargers, 14 for 32. Week five, Kamara, Saints, 11 for 26. This is ridiculous.
And before you're all out, if anyone out there, I mean, you probably know this, but these games are all close. It's the Chiefs have not just run away and hid. They've not punched their way to spots in games where teams have to abandon the run because they're so far behind. I mean, they're probably are games in here where they've had 2-score leads and it just ended up being, you know, a closer game than that, but they're not pounding people like on the scoreboard to push you out of running the ball.
Right. If they were, you might sooner expect these kind of numbers.
Right.
That's right. These are close games. Week six, Jordan Mason, 14 for 58. Wow. That's the best of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
14 for 58. Also not, well, barely 4 yards per carry, I guess, 4.1. Week seven, the Raiders, Alexander Mattison, 14 for 15. Week eight, Tampa. My first name to the caller's point about the Bills and versus like who Kansas City has played. Like Tampa, their guys are probably better or about as good, maybe. I mean, Irving seems like he's pretty good. 7 for 24. Rashad White in that game, 3 for 19.
Okay.
And then last week, Javonte Williams had been Denver's number one guy. He went 1 for 1. They turned to Audric Estime, a rookie in that game, who went 14 for 53. So the most yards rushing any player that's not Lamar Jackson has against the Chiefs this year is Mason with 58. And, you know, you would not take that for Cook.
No, you don't know. You know, unless, you know, Davis is going to go for, you know, 60 himself too, right? I mean, what you're not telling us there is, did anyone else?
Oh, the answer is no.
Right, okay.
These were the top running back yardage totals in every one of their games.
Okay. So look, they're doing a job on the top guys. And so, you know, I don't know. What you don't have in all of those teams is Allen. I mean, it's important to point out that as much as you want to give them credit for doing a good job on Derrick Henry in that opener, Jackson did go off. And after that, you know, there's other quarterbacks on there that can get around, but nobody is Jackson or Allen. So you've got that factor going for you, kind of like how last week we talked about being worried about Jonathan Taylor, much more so if Anthony Richardson were in the backfield, and he wasn't, of course. They went with Flacco. Like, that gives you something that not all the – Justin Herbert is not scaring you in that way, right? Baker Mayfield is not scaring you in that way. So you've got that going for you that I think overall, even though the Bills' running back room, I would say, is up above, you know, by any significant margin, any of those groups, Allen changes that equation. Makes it more similar to, say, Baltimore, because you've got that threat. And, you know, so you got to be the Chiefs, you know, you've got to be wary of that. You know, they've used spies with mixed results against Allen in the past. You know, I'd imagine that's a part of what they'll do. I don't, you know, wouldn't expect it every down or anything, but, you know.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
They'll devote a guy to that and to see if Allen can find his way around it.
803-0550. Willie is next. Hi, Willie.
Hey, how you guys doing? Bulldog, how you doing? So I just wanted to mention about, you know, some of the Kelly teams compared to now, comparing with Tyler Bass and whatnot. So everybody with the old Kelly teams, they talk about Reed, Thurman, Kelly, all those guys. They don't talk about the kicker, and we had that kicker then. I feel like Bass is really stepping into the role, really giving us, I mean, ever since the 61-yarder, I feel like he's really given us a spark. He's looked consistent. I really hope he can continue from here on out, and I just want to see what do you guys have to think about Bass.
I think he's their kicker, and I'm happy for him that he made the big kick against Miami and that, you know, he seems to have righted the ship. I hope it sticks. I think, you know, we'll be fine with Tyler Bass until he misses the next one, and I hope it's not Sunday or anytime soon. But, you know, guys will miss, so I don't think it has to turn back into a crisis every time he does, unless, you know, it starts stacking up. Here, like it was a little bit there when they brought in the practice squad guy, but it seems to have the crisis, I think, has been has dissipated, in my opinion. I mean, he's made a bunch of kicks in a row now.
Is it a watch now?
Or I shouldn't say a bunch of kicks in a row. He missed some stuff against Miami, but made the 61-yarder anyway.
He missed an extra point.
Right.
Is it a watch, or is the entire threat removed from the?
Ooh.
From the map.
And now I see, well, this is timely because we're getting into, we're close to the part of the season where you have to start differentiating between warnings and watches and what's more severe. I think the watch is
less severe.
Less severe. Warning is like, this is coming. Watches, this might be coming. So I think maybe we're on Tyler Bass watch still.
I don't even think so.
Yeah, that's gone.
For me, it is.
All right.
But I've always been more casual about this subject than many. Maybe not you. They did bring in guys. That is not lost on me. Like, they did make a move on him, right? Like,
yeah.
We're close here. They were never going to have an easy time getting rid of him because of the money. Like, there was a cap penalty awaiting the Bills if they were to do that. So the question at the time was whether they would carry two or whatever they would do differently. But I just think too much gets made of it. Too many assumptions are made about like what the guy's confidence level is or that. And plus, you know, you really just, you can't make them all, I think. And it happens, but it just never rose to the level for me that, like, okay, we can't go any farther here. And it technically didn't for the Bills either, but it got close.
It got closer
for them than it did for me.
Right. And once, you know, the reluctance I would have, and maybe they're the same way, is like, you know, you know what Bass is capable of. You know that there's some struggles and you're not happy with the misses and, you know, it could really bite you. So far this year, I mean, they're 8-2 and neither of the games they lost, right? I mean, was there a miss in the Houston game? I don't even remember now. Either way, they got away with it. And once you sort of dive into that pool, which is the kickers off the street pool, I mean, it can get away from you. You can start assembly lining guys through here because, you know, the next guy you thought was going to solve your problem didn't, and now you're really in the weeds. So sometimes it pays to be patient with a guy that you believe in and have confidence in and has demonstrated he's got the talent and the ability to do the job for you. And, you know, so maybe they've made it through to the other side would pass. But you're right. The contract was always going to be a problem. And, you know, the specter of carrying two kickers, I mean, I don't know. That would have been kind of embarrassing, I think.
For the record, yes, he has 3 missed field goals and 3 missed extra points this year. The field goals were against the Dolphins on the road in week 2, the Ravens on the Sunday night, and the Jets on, so all night games. He's perfect on field goals for the season in afternoon games.
Well, I hope they get some field goal opportunities while it's still light out on
Sunday.
That's
right. That's right. The extra point misses were against Jacksonville. I remember the moment in the stadium. Might have been the first touchdown, or it was early in the game. Like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville, also the Jet game, and then the Dolphin game
right.
2 weeks ago. All right. Peerless Price coming to town for the.
Oh, is he going to be the guy that the hype man?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they call it, but that's basically what it is.
Yeah. Peerless Price.
All right.
Good choice.
Sure. All right. Right. I mean, he played.
Good choice.
Twice.
He was good.
He was here and left and then came back, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Extra points for that.
All right. That works.
Favorite Peerless Price memory?
But didn't he have a big catch on the drive that should have won the Bills the Music City Miracle game?
Oh, did he?
I think he had maybe the last catch that got them. Like Johnson loses the shoe and I think throws it to Price at the sideline, and maybe that's like their last gain before Christie kicks what should have been the game winning field goal.
Do the kids know about the shoe?
I think that's right. But he also had a walk off touchdown in Minnesota, maybe.
Oh.
Or maybe not walk-off, maybe you tied.
Overtime? No, yeah. That's right.
Yeah?
That's right.
I'm sorry if I'm conflating like a Hollins kick that bounced off the crossbar.
Hollis.
And Hollis. Yeah. But there's another one where Price, I think, catches an overtime touchdown.
I'm just trying to drag us back to Travis Henry is all I'm doing here.
Good work.
So I can make it all seem intentional. Oh, it was a bit? Wow, that guy's amazing. Price, 5-for-62 in that playoff game. There was a winning touchdown he had in Houston against the Texans that I remember, and that classic snow game with Miami.
Right.
Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
Peerless Price in that game.
Some good moments, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes. The shoe. Do the kids know about the shoe?
Yeah.
I just spoke at a high school class earlier this week. Could have asked. No, nobody in that room knows about the shoe.
Of course not.
Johnson's shoe.
It's the 99 season.
I've got something to tell you about my shoes later.
Oh,
so get
boy,
ready.
I can't wait.
Get ready. If it's not today, it's soon. So coming to a show of ours in short order.
What a tease. Don't touch that dial forever.
Tease. Oh, you listen to WGR? It's Bill's game. Yeah, but there's also this shoe being discussed. Joe Ostrowski at 4, Mike Schopen and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.